Take it, Nancy, you're on.
Huh?
Maybe I'll get around to it after Assassin's Creed.
Can Klingons swim? I don't know.
Those Klingons can swim.
Oh, I don't know.
Because they can cling on to the bottom of ships. Picturing him, like, riding two alligators, you know, like water skiing.
Like water skiing. Yeah, faster! And they're kind of going, look, we're going at our top speed. Do you
know? Yeah, I'm thinking.
Would it kill you to log into Twitter once in a while?
Hey, will you calm down? I'm going there right now.
Do you want to start that bit again, Lou?
Yeah, maybe we ought to. If I got a G+ in math in high school, that means I didn't do very good. So, that's worse than a F. We're too far apart, Dale. Sometimes it feels like there's a whole lot of water in between us.
Yeah, sometimes I'm bloody grateful for that water. That was appalling.
You're listening to the Happiness Patrol.
I just thought I'd say
that. Lewis?
Yes, yes.
You live in Florida. People in glass houses.
Oh, yes, that is true. Thank you, Dale. So welcome, everybody, to episode number 74 of the Happiness Patrol.
74.
Yes, 74. We're coming up on it. Coming up on that 100 as quick as we possibly can.
No, we're not as quick as we possibly can. We'll be recording every week.
Yeah, that's true. So anyway, it's episode number 74 here on the Happiness Patrol. Your favorite Doctor Who podcast, because you're listening to it. Other than Podshock and Radio Free Scaro and the Oodcast and what others are there, Nancy?
Radio Rassilon.
Radio Rassilon. Radio Free Rassilon. Radio 19. Hey, do you remember that show, Radio 1990? Nancy?
No. I can get on with
back
it.
Back on the anywho, yeah. So we're your Doctor Who podcast for.
I'm in a good mood, aren't I?
And We do it all for you. We try to do it all for you. We got all kinds of stuff. You know, this week...
Nothing. What the hell are you on about?
I don't know. But you know what? The Happiness Patrol starts right now. Let me take a little bit of time to introduce you guys in case you're just joining us for the first time. How about that? What do you think, gang? You think we got any first-time listeners?
Fuck's sake, run,
My name is Lewis B., and I edit this thing and put it all together all the way from my little house, my little hacienda in Orlando, Florida. Yes?
Hussy in Florida?
Little hacienda, never mind. Oh, God. And I am joined all the way from Brighton, England, where... there's a lot
things
of Nancys,
right.
Apparently.
Well, men, they're also very frightened.
We have Mr. Dale Who, Mr. Dale W, as we like to call him. Dale, tell a brand new listener all about yourself.
I'm Dale. Get on with it.
He's Dale.
Moving on.
He's Dale.
I have a robot dog that's just as bitchy as his owner.
K9 joins us every now and then, so that's good to know. And all the way from Utah, we have we don't just have fussy fellows on here. We have a couple of gals who actually keep us very well balanced. And one of those gals is Miss Leela S. Leela, say hello.
Hello.
And tell us about yourself, Leela.
I live in Utah, which sucks, except for the skiing.
God. And Leela,
she lives with God.
Yeah, Leela's very.
Yeah, that's been the running joke since day one is that I live with God.
Leela's very young. She's, you know, a college student out of Lehigh near Salt Lake City, and that's all you really need to know about Leela, other than she's the face. She's the best looking one of us all. So that's,
and she likes playing Assassin's Creed.
That's just because she's got youth on her side. So That and
that, and it's got hot heroes in it.
Yes, yes, that would be why.
Assassin's Creed. Hey, all the way from San Francisco, we have another wonderful, beautiful lady who joins us, who is an amazing, amazing person in her own right. She has fandom across the board, from Star Wars, Star Trek, all the way to our favorite Doctor Who, Miss Nancy A, all the way from San Francisco. Nancy, say hello.
Hello.
And tell us a little bit about yourself, Nancy.
I guess I'm the token mommy in Doctor Who podcasting. I don't know of any others.
You don't know of any others?
She plays a bloody ukulele.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
actually, I'm playing in a luau on Saturday.
On Saturday?
In the loo?
No, a luau. A luau, Dale.
Oh, okay. So we've got one who records from a hussy and one who plays in a loo. Fantastic. You need from a podcast. You've got a token puff who lives in Brighton. You've got actually two of them who play these bloody stupid banjo things. One in a loo and records with a hussy.
I like my ukulele.
You've got one who lives with God, and you've got a pissy robot dog that interjects every now and again.
Where is our pissy robot dog? Canine, could you use your whistle, Dale?
No.
Oh, never mind.
There you go. That was quite simple, wasn't it? Canine will pop up if he feels like it, I'm sure.
So we are the Happiness Patrol. One of the things here on
the Happiness Patrol, we're rarely happy and I'm usually grumpy.
So what we do here on the Happiness Patrol
is... Lois is dopey, Lita's sleepy, and Nancy's doc.
Thanks. I'm a college student. I think it's like a prerequisite to be sleepy all the time.
So what we try to do is bring you the best of Doctor Who from fandom to show reviews to classic Who to new Who to things going on in the Who community, you know, that kind of thing. And and TARDIS updates every now and then. Oh, you know what, Dale? I'll give you a bit of good news.
Give me some good news.
Here in Orlando, Florida, in February,
that's not good news.
They have a thing called MegaCon. MegaCon is a huge science fiction convention covering different genres, all kinds of people, comic books, what? Sci-fi, all sorts
different
of stuff. Genres.
That's better. Genres.
Yes. Thank you, Dale. And I had sent out an email about having my TARDIS on display in February at MegaCon, and they called me up. A nice lady by the name of Christine called me up and said, "Tell me about your TARDIS." And I told her all about the TARDIS. I lied. I lied my ass off. So. I don't even have the first coat of paint on it. So, but anyway,
I didn't think you even had all four sides yet.
It's getting there. It's getting there. Hey, calm down, honey.
Nancy, he doesn't. You're right.
I got more of a full size TARDIS than you do.
He's got a corner post and a freaking lamp.
So anyway, my TARDIS will be on display at MegaCon this February.
In your head?
No. It will
be
there. Are
you going to sit there and paint yourself blue? And
Dale!
he could have a scale model one. You know, like in Spinal Tap,
Stonehenge. Stonehenge!
Build the Legopolis TARDIS, the little miniaturized one, and say he got hit by a miniaturizing ray that Leela fired.
So that's what happened.
Was misaiming it in Assassin's Creed.
So anyway.
Everybody's fandom all in one, and then you can store a ukulele in it and set fire to it.
So my TARDIS will be on display at MegaCon in February here in Orlando, Florida. So come on,
that's
come one, come all.
Great news, Lewis.
And
well,
So the Happiness Patrol will be represented at MegaCon this year. So who knows what I'll do? We may even do a podcast from there if I can get a signal out. You never know. From the TARDIS, yes.
That would be so. And there's very little room. That's all for the Happiness Patrol this week.
God. Oh, Jesus. So,
While you're sitting there with your scale model TARDIS, the rest of us will be at Galley.
Shut up. Will you shut the hell up? I'm telling you, I'm going to have my TARDIS there, and it's going to be full size. It's going to be completely painted, and the doors will work and everything. It'll be great.
Painted, yes, but built?
Built, yes. It'll be there. I'll be building it. Come to MegaCon and watch me build my TARDIS.
I got the chameleon circuit working. Unfortunately, it turned into a can of Dulux.
So that's a little bit of news. That's about all the news I got. Hey, Leela, you got any news from Doctor Who news from Utah?
From here? No.
No, that was last year when they were filming.
Yeah, but that was last November.
Yeah, last November, yes.
I can't believe it's been a year.
It's been a year, and we are coming up on our 2-year anniversary, which will be next week. We'll be celebrating that with something special. What? I don't know, but we'll probably make it up as we go along.
So, yeah, you can tell we plan everything.
So anywho, yeah. So yeah, last.
Yes.
I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
So, we are proud to say that we are the only podcast, Doctor Who podcast, that actually had people on the ground, on site, as they were filming at Lake Silencia in Utah. Yeah, which is actually Lake Powell.
I will never, ever call it Lake Powell again. No, it is Lake Silencia from now on.
But yes, our young Leela met her first doctor there.
I did, and it was wonderful.
Yeah, so you should tell them the story.
Again?
Well, maybe, like I said, maybe they're a first-time listener. If you're a first-time listener to the Happiness Patrol.
Hang on a minute. If they're a first-time listener, go back and listen to the back catalog, you lazy bastards.
Oh, God. You know, you could. You know. Yeah, well, actually, you could. Because it sounded like, you know, we were actually right there. And we were. We were actually. That was a big damn deal. That was a big damn deal, you know? Doctor Who in the U.S. for the first time ever.
That was a big damn deal, apparently.
It was. It was a huge deal. Leela, you were part of history.
I was part of a tabloid.
You were part of a tabloid also. As long as you're not a Page 3 girl, it's okay.
I got in the sun. That's an accomplishment.
Yeah.
The bastion of British reporting that it is. Mobbed. I love mobbed. There were 6 people mobbed.
I know. And the sad thing is, I totally have that framed in my room. That
always good to have something to throw darts at.
So you got to meet Arthur Darvill and Karen Gillan.
Yes, very briefly. Yeah. But they were very nice too. It was way awesome. We were very, you know, we made sure we told him how grateful we were that he, you know, even took the time to stop and say hello, even for a brief. You know, very brief time.
Yeah, and what about Alex Kingston? Did she say hi?
No.
What?
She stopped. They were down there for three days.
Uh-huh.
And I was down there on day 2, which is when I met Matt, Karen, and Arthur. And Alex Kingston stopped to say hello to the fans on the 3rd day, but I had already left. So I did not get to meet her.
Hmm.
One of these days, maybe.
You know, I have a little news on Alex. Alex Kingston.
Oh, do you?
She, Chicago TARDIS is happening over Thanksgiving weekend, which is just like a couple of weeks away. And Alex Kingston.
Thanksgiving.
Alex Kingston. Thanksgiving is, for those of you not in the U.S., Thanksgiving will be the 24th.
Thursday in November.
Yeah, that's right. Every year.
Okay, so Thanksgiving is the day after Doctor Who's birthday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, I can appreciate you giving thanks for that, seeing as we are now nice enough to show it to you.
So there you have it. And so Chicago TARDIS is every year at that time. An amazing event. I've yet to go, but we are having one of our Happiness Patrol reporters on the ground there.
I think you should go this year, Lewis, because then you can steal their TARDIS and pretend you've built it.
Shut up. So anywho,
real time saver.
Just nick it.
You see
what you do need to remember, lovely listeners of the Happiness Patrol. Is that Doctor Who is a British show, aka it's from Britain. We're just nice enough to show it to these horrible people over the pond who seem to be embracing it as their own now, which is slightly disturbing and slightly upsetting. But we're going to be nice and show it to anyone. But you do need to remember this is my show,
hey,
bitch.
We did it with the Beatles too, so what the hell. So anywho, Mr. Who, so as I was saying, yes, we're going to have somebody there at Chicago TARDIS, and Alex Kingston actually backed out of Chicago TARDIS. We're not exactly sure why, but she was scheduled to appear, but she backed out for some.
She was what to appear?
She was scheduled to appear.
Better.
And but she backed out for some reasons unknown to us at this time. So we're going to have to do a little digging and get on the old grapevine and find out what happened. So.
Probably Andre threatened to turn up.
You never know. So,
No, nobody's escaping a tongue lashing this week. It's great. I'm loving it.
No, no, no.
I've missed you, Dale.
Not at all.
Thank you. I've missed me too. I really do need to get a better sight on that rifle. Zombies, Lewis. Zombies.
Yes. Oh, yes. Like Alex Kingston said that our lovely Leela was a zombie.
No, so I don't think she said that.
Oh, yes, she did. She didn't. Apparently,
yeah,
according to
on Craig Ferguson, she did.
She didn't say Leela. She said Leela's a zombie.
No, I thought that was on the Norton Graham show that she was saying that.
The Graham Norton show.
Graham Norton, Norton Graham, whatever. It's over yonder.
It's his doppelganger.
If it ain't Doctor Who, what is it? You know? What the hey? So she called our team out in the field a bunch of zombies. She said, quote unquote, something like, quote unquote, something like. She said something like they appeared out of nowhere like zombies.
I do vaguely remember that.
Yes, that was
her saying that.
I think that's what she said, and it upset
Which
a lot
I
of people.
Find weird because we were there all day. We didn't just suddenly get there.
Well, you know,
I think you find Alex just simply failed to notice them.
Yeah, probably. You never know.
Yeah, with a single-minded intent, much like a zombie, actually.
Brain. What's going on in San Francisco, Doctor Who wise, Nancy? Anything?
Well, my daughter wore her Dalek dress for Halloween.
Oh, really?
And her best friend dressed up as the 11th Doctor. They were really cute together.
Oh.
Oh, and we saw a couple of kids. It was cool. We were like getting ready to start handing out candy.
Yes.
And there were a couple of kids running across the street. One was dressed as 10 and the other was dressed as 11.
Uh-huh.
And it was just, you know, there was a flash of recognition. And my daughter jumped out at them and exterminated them. Oh,
nice.
That's awesome.
How funny is that?
Oh, she's at the door. I'll be right back.
Uh-huh.
There was a very funny tweet I read on Halloween,
uh-huh.
And it said, I don't know about everybody else, but is the world being overrun with zombies tonight? I've already killed 15. By the way, why are they all carrying candy? I liked that. There you go.
That's funny. Hey, Leela.
Yes?
Did you ever, you never told us what went on during Halloween.
I was working Halloween, so I didn't get to do anything fun.
Uh-huh.
But I know one of my friends dressed up as the 11th Doctor, and he was proud of himself because he got the correct sonic screwdriver, which he didn't have last year.
Ooh.
But I didn't get a chance to go see his costume and tell him how good it was. All I saw was a picture of the costume with him holding a companion cube from Portal.
Oh, wow. Funny.
So.
That's funny.
Hmm. Haven't you got a new T-shirt, madam?
I do.
Mm.
Got my. sorry. I got on T-Fury, and they had this cool T-shirt that combined Doctor Who and Portal. And
I saw that one.
I thought it was fantastic, and I posted on Facebook saying I wanted it. And a random friend of mine said, give me your address, I'll get it for you. So it arrived on my doorstep last week, and it's beautiful.
Now, who got this for you?
His name's Jesse. When he started texting me, it didn't come up with his number.
Uh-huh.
It didn't come up with his name, it came up with a number that I didn't recognize. And I thought it was a different friend of mine, so I was like, all right, you know, and gave him my address, and I found out it was him.
Oh, my God. So
and,
just some random guy?
I went to school with him.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, we haven't talked since we graduated.
Oh.
And he was the last person I would have thought for this, but it was very nice of him, and I'm very grateful for it, because it's awesome.
Well, you're at the age where you probably have many an admirer, so and speaking of your admirers, do you know a Dallin Taco?
I do.
He wrote us at our Gmail.
He did not.
Yes, he did. He wrote us. And by the way, you can write us too if you'd like. It's our Gmail account. It's the.happiness.patrol@gmail.com. So write us anyway. Dylan wrote us, and he goes. He was looking for a link for because he wanted to knit a scarf, a Doctor Who scarf, and he knew that we had a scarf expert here on the show, and he couldn't get a hold of it, so I sent him the link, and he was able to get a hold of it. And he goes, but by the way, I just wanted to let you know, I love your podcast. I started about 5 days ago, and I just listened to the Halloween episode. I heard about it directly from Leela a long time ago, but until I got this iPod, I paid it no mind. I've been missing out big time. Keep up the good work. So there you go. He said he heard it directly from Leela. So there you have it. And so now he's a fan of the Happiness Patrol. See what happens?
What's this human's name?
Dallin.
Dallin. Hello. Nice to have you along. That's the nicest thing I've said all podcast.
That is the nicest thing you said all podcast.
So there you go. So I've actually said something nice. So there you go. Done, Leela.
Yeah, and it is getting cold. Leela. So hopefully you can send us some pictures of your Doctor Who scarf.
Please, be a clean word at the end of this.
You can send us pictures of your Doctor Who scarf once you finish knitting it, because you know it is going to be a cold winter. It's already starting to snow.
It is.
There, right?
I got out my Doctor Who scarf for the first time this winter yesterday, because I had to walk home from work and it was 20 degrees outside. So
I'm so glad I'm in FLA. So so anyway, yeah, a little shameless promotion for one of our friends, Miss Tara Wheeler. Tara Wheeler is no longer with us here on the podcast. That is, and a lot of people have expressed how much they missed her. We've gotten emails, random texts and messages and crap like that saying, "Hey, where the hell's Tara?"
No. Of course, but,
everybody was worried. Everybody was asking about her, and so yeah, I just wanted to let you guys know everything's cool, but she's not on the air with us, so unfortunately.
She's off herping.
And we do miss her. We miss her a lot. But you know what? If you were like Dylan and you wanted to know how to knit your own scarf, or were looking for like a good pattern or something, you can go to her website, which is Witty Little Knitter.
No, Lewis, it's www.
No, there's no www in front of it. It's just,
are you sure?
I'm positive. I'm looking
here,
at it
I'll
right now.
Here, I'll try it right now. Let's
I'm looking
it
at
out.
It right now. It's wittylittleknitter.com.
Is it HTTP or HTTPS?
It's HTTP. It's not secure, so don't give him
your... Well, that's very boring.
Don't give him your social security number. Who knows what Tara can do with a bunch of social security numbers.
See, Leela said she was going to look up the site. She's actually just started playing Assassin's Creed.
And what is it?
I am not playing Assassin's Creed right now.
Hey, Leela, what's the link?
The link is just wittylittleknitter.com. You can put the www in front of it if you want. It doesn't make any difference.
Really?
Up yours, bitch.
That is interesting. How funny. Because I just copied and pasted it. But, you know, that's all semantics. Semantics? What was that English major?
Semantics.
Thank you. That's all it was. That's all it is. So, I tried watching The Big Bang Theory once, and I remember when I first saw it, I was like, oh, that girl next door is kind of cute. And then I saw it again like years later, and I was like, oh, one of the nerds is banging her. And I was like, what's the point of this show? This ain't realistic at all. So,
God, I'd like to point out that 40,000 gigs have just switched off because of you.
Yeah.
See, if it was truly a show about geeks, they would keep the sexual frustration going entirely.
Well, they do.
Well, I already saw her in bed with him.
That was temporary.
Well, still.
It only lasted for like a season. Then they broke up.
And she was mostly drunk at the time.
Yeah.
Penny.
And she's not even as cute. She should be even cuter, actually.
No, she's adorable.
But that's just my heterosexuality coming out, so sorry.
No, that's your problem.
So,
is there any actual news?
Yes, I was getting to that. Dateline London, take it away, Dale.
Once upon a time.
No, far away.
What? Oh, right. We've got a new adventure game out. That came out on the 5th of November in time for Guy Fawkes Night.
Oh, it did come out on the 5th. I think that's lovely.
Or Bonfire Day.
Bonfire Night. If you do it in the day, you'll never see the fucking fireworks, will you?
No, I guess not. So.
Oh, humans.
Well, I've never been there. I've never been there.
God.
So. I don't know.
Canine, trace Lewis's IP signature like and blow him up.
It's like a different country to me all of a sudden. I don't
like a different fucking planet to you. Right, where were we? Ah, yes. So the BBC have released a new Doctor Who adventure game, which they did release on the 5th. Yes, so Bonfire Night. And it's all about the gunpowder plot and Sontarans and Rutans, because they're usually in there as well. Not. But there is a very nice bit on the BBC website, if you watch it, about there's a gentleman called Ralph Little, who's vaguely famous for sitcoms and things in this country, talking about playing his character in there. And he says, you know, like, it's very good that it goes into history, but it's not terribly accurate, because if you do read the records of the gunpowder plot, there wasn't a large blue police box situated in the middle of the Houses of Parliament, which is a good point, frankly. But apparently, it's a very good game. I'm very old, and I don't play computer games. I think the last computer game I played was Frogger.
Frogger!
In 1991.
Frogger totally rocks.
BC.
There's a song about Frogger.
How does it go, Nancy?
No.
Paul and Storm have a song about Frogger?
No.
Frogger?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
We'll have to go Google it.
No. No, children. Now sit in your corner and behave yourself. Lewis, stop playing with yourself. It's disgusting. So that is available now via the BBC website, bbc.co.uk/Doctor Who. Also, if you're on their Facebook page, they've just put up a quiz on Cybermen.
Oh.
And it's 10 questions, and they're not the easiest questions in the world. You know, it's not all how many ears do Cybermen have? How many legs do Cybermen have before the Doctor blows them off? That sort of thing. So there are some quite difficult ones in there. And we're getting ready for the Christmas special. Christmas
cool.
Day, around 7 o'clock-ish, BBC One. That's going to be great.
That'll be cool. Hey, you know what? Speaking of Cybermen.
Yes, I do. I know what. I also know who and when and how.
I was going to let you know. Speaking of Cybermen and all about Cybermen, I want you to email the Happiness Patrol with your best Cyberman impersonation, okay? It can be anything from excellent to, the very first Cyberman, which was my very favorite Cyberman accent. You know what I mean, Dale?
I'm praying for death at the moment.
When Hartnell meets the Cyberman.
I know the story, but I'm still praying for death.
Well, anyway, I love.
Just ask people to email in Cyberman impressions.
Yes, and I'll tell you why.
If they're going to email it, that just means they just have to type the word excellent.
No. Well, you know what I mean. I mean, hey, record it, send us a link, you know, that sort of thing. Send us an MP3 or whatever kind of file, just as long as we can listen to it. And we'll put it here on the Happiness Patrol, the best ones that we think. And here's the deal, kids.
We'll laugh at you as well.
We'll laugh at you as well. But the very best one will get a copy of the Doctor Who, the TARDIS Inside Out. It's a book that came out in 1980.
Yay, you too can have a 1980s book.
Hang on.
That nobody liked.
No, that was a good book. It's a good book, really.
All right, that Lewis liked.
It's by John Nathan Turner.
He's dead.
He's dead.
Well, that's that makes it more valuable.
Yes, that's right. John Nathan Turner.
No, it really doesn't.
Wait a minute. When did this thing come out? It's got to say something in here.
Oh,
okay.
Where's my phone?
So anyway, this came out in 1985, and it's called The TARDIS Inside Out, and it's by John Nathan Turner. So here's all you got to do. Record your best Cyberman impersonation. Send it to the Happiness Patrol at the.happiness.patrol@gmail.com, and you will get an official... If we choose you as the winner, you will get John Nathan Turner's The TARDIS Inside Out. And it's illustrated by the very talented Andrew Skittler. So,
Skillitzer.
Skillitzer, that's what I said. So,
God in heaven.
So yeah, so let it be said.
Judges' decisions are final.
Yes,
no cash alternative will be offered. Please read terms and conditions on the website.
Yeah, and if you have any questions about the rules or whatever, just email us.
Ask Lewis.
Yeah, email me. We're on Facebook. You know, Google the Happiness Patrol on Facebook and send us a message.
You're on Facebook.
We'll do that. It'll be fine. Shut up. You are too.
The rest of us are.
Sometimes I can't contribute to anything they're saying.
What version of Cyberman is your favorite Cyberman?
I've only ever seen, like, New Who.
So you've only ever seen Cybermen, although in the 11th one we've now got normal Cybermen that aren't Cybermen. That made no sense at all.
No, try saying that 10 times fast.
Okay, so the first versions of the Cybermen that we now have were the Cybermen that David Tennant encountered.
Right, which was an alternate universe, wasn't it?
Yes, but now we've got the same Cybermen without the C's on their chest, which are now our versions of the Cybermen in this universe, which is slightly bizarre, but there you are.
Yeah, but they still have flares or boot cut, if you must.
So Lewis is our expert on cyber fashion.
Those flares, they've got to go.
Who's the gay one here?
Okay, so so you don't know. Well, maybe I should ask Nancy. Nancy, what are your favorite Cybermen?
I have seen more than one flavor of Cybermen.
Thank
God. I do prefer the current version. They just seem more weighty and menacing, you know.
Wow.
Lewis.
Yes, Dale.
What's your favorite kind of Cyberman?
I like the 10th Planet Cybermen.
For fuck's sake.
Socks on their heads.
They weren't socks, they were bandages, you moron.
They look so funny.
And
I
the highest expression of technology was a household bulb with a bayonet socket.
Yeah, I love that kind of stuff. Hey, I like cheese. What can I say? I love it. But you know what? It wasn't cheesy to me, because when I first saw them, they were truly menacing. And I think, you know, the thing that helped it the most was the doctor's reaction to them, you know.
When it stopped laughing.
Yeah, and they looked spooky when they were out in the snow on the moon. They just
weren't on the moon. Not in on the snow.
Where were they at?
There is
snow. No, I'm sorry.
Moon.
It wasn't the moon. What am I saying? It was Antarctica.
Yeah, there we go. North Pole or South Pole?
Why? I can't remember. But you know, that was so very long ago.
With the snow on the moon.
So that's really where Santa Claus should be from. You know.
Well, I'm glad we've got that cleared up.
Because, you know, the North Pole, there ain't much there.
Lewis.
Yes.
Lewis, back to Cybermen, dear.
Back to Cybermen. I like, you know, when you see Cybermen walking through the snow like that in the dark, boy, it's spooky.
Right.
You know, and they're trying to get in. Base under siege. Classic. It's always spooky. Guaranteed to be spooky. That's why they use it so much. So, yeah, to answer your question, Dale, I like the 10th Planet Cybermen.
Right.
How about you, Dale?
I like the 80s ones. I mean, I love the new ones. The new ones are amazing. They're as Cybermen look, they are how they should be, because they do look like they're made of metal, and they do look like a proper machine creature. But my favourites are the 80s ones, the Five Doctors era, because they were brilliant. They had a decently weird voice, and they had decent guns.
Excellent.
And yeah, they were great. Yeah, but the 60s Cybermen have also got things going. I like all Cybermen. And if it wasn't for the 60s ones, you know, from 10th Planet through Moonbase to the Invasion, I think the Invasion are the iconic 60s ones, because, you know, they looked very, very good as they're walking down the steps of St. Paul's.
Oh, yeah, just film great. To
the Occupy Wall Street camp.
Something that's very – black and white Cybermen always seem a little more spooky for me.
Yeah, black and white Daleks are always scarier as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Something a bit more surreal about them, and something more just, you know.
Yeah, they must have seeped into the consciousness, because if we didn't have the Cybermen, you wouldn't have the Borg.
Yeah.
Because the Borg are a blatant ripoff of the Cybermen.
Oh, absolutely.
But then, the Cybermen are a blatant ripoff of the Cybernauts from the Avengers.
See, we were talking about that earlier, and I've yet to see that episode. So
well, that's
I need to
your
see
fault.
That. Yeah.
Yes. But what did you see this week, Lewis? What did you see, Lewis Bailey? What did I show you on YouTube that had you weeing yourself?
No, you're talking about One Meets Three and Three Meets One. We're talking about John Pertwee.
We're talking about a film called Will Any Gentleman
That featured John Pertwee, and believe it or not, William Hartnell as a crotchety old inspector.
He's not old.
Well, he was crotchety, mean acting.
Leela.
Yes.
Can I be tied to a different chair, please?
You know what's funny? My grandpa always seemed very old to me from, like, you know, any kind of pictures that I've seen, even pictures of him as he was young, when my mother was very young, you know, and I see pictures of him, and he goes, he always looks like an old man. And he wasn't, you know, of course, when my mother was born. But you know, still, when I see old pictures of him, and I remember him when he was, living with us at the end of his life, he always seemed to be, like, the same age. And that's the way I think of William Hartnell, for some reason. Not as my grandpa, but always the same age. Does that make sense?
Hello, is that Arkham Asylum? Yeah, I'd like to book a room, please.
you know what I'm talking about, Nancy? Nancy? Yeah.
No.
Please back me up, Nancy. Just say yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Happiness Patrol this week.
Holy moly. But then, you know, you do have a different perception of age when you are little.
That's true.
When you are young. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Well, yeah, everybody seems old. So it's kind of weird, though. But
seems old.
Everybody just seems old. What's going on here? Everybody's old except me.
I came from a different perspective because my parents were older. So when I saw younger parents, I thought they looked too young to be parents. So there you go.
Well, ooh, come hang out here.
where parents are parents. When a grandparent is below the age of 40.
Yep, pretty much.
Yeah, that ain't right.
We'll actually come to Britain where parents are 15 and the grandparents are 12. Oh, dear.
So wow, a contest. I think this will be great. I think this will be fun. I know how you
just
feel about it,
Dale. Dale's face right now.
Yeah, I'm sure you are picturing Dale's face. So am I.
Come on, let's see if you're even vaguely spot on. Uh-huh. Come on, Nancy, how are you picturing me at the moment?
Rolling your eyes.
The fact I'm crying.
Rolling your eyes, backing away.
I know he's laying on the couch with those damn pants on.
What?
What?
Not a lot you can say to that, really.
His flannel sleeping pants, that sort of thing.
What?
Don't you have flannel sleeping pants?
No.
Like little pajama bottom type sort of things that you sleep in?
I have pajamas.
Well, yeah. They're flannel, right?
Yes, Nancy, please tell me news.
The Series 6 box set is coming out on the 21st.
Hot damn tamati, just in time for Christmas.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. When's the Series 6 soundtrack coming out, Leela?
December 5th in the UK, and the US doesn't have a release date yet, which frustrates me, and we all know this.
You can order from the UK. It doesn't cost that much more. I've done it.
I'm cheap. I like to just get it off of iTunes for $10.
Oh.
Don't say that you're cheap. Hey, Leela, speaking of music. Now, yes. You took part in this little musical adventure, Doctor Who Wise.
That's
right. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that, huh?
I was a member of, or I am a member of, the Doctor Who Fan Orchestra, which is run by Stephen Willis. And he chose a piece for us to play, and this time it was This is Gallifrey. And we all sent in our pieces for whatever instrument we play. So I played the harp, and we have people from all over the world that send in their parts, and then he edits it all together to make it sound all beautiful.
Now, how does he do that? How do you do that to make it editing? Or does he give you a click track or something, or what?
Yeah, he does give us a click track, and then our sheet music, and you know, we just play it and we record it for him. and then hopefully we all give it to him in one file. I didn't, unfortunately.
Uh-huh. Now he's already done one of these, right?
Yes, he did. I Am the Doctor, I think is what it's called.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, and that took place over last summer, and then we did This Is Gallifrey just recently. That we only finished that last month.
So you've already done that part, and you sent it in.
Yeah, it's all finished and everything.
Now, I was bitching at you earlier. I was bitching at you earlier that everybody had like video of this, that they sent in video.
Yeah.
Now you didn't send in a video part. You just sent in your audio part.
I was not able to send in video because I had to have my dad assist me doing this because he is an audio person and knows how to work it all. And
he's your roadie.
He was. And I also had a really hard time finding a harp to play on because the harp I own was too small. I needed to be playing on a
You needed the harp of Rassilon.
Yes!
The
harp of Rassilon.
no, but I needed a full grand harp or a full concert harp. And so I didn't end up recording it until just a couple days before the entries deadline. Were due to get in on time. So I was not able to do video, but this next time, which we will be doing Rose's theme and Doomsday, I will hopefully be getting video.
Now, will you do me a favor on that one, Leela?
What?
Will you do that? Please wear your Happiness Patrol shirt so we can get a little love sent our way.
It was so much fun to play. And
it's stunning.
When I told him that I wanted to be a part of it, he asked me, do you want melody pieces or do you just want, you know, the glissandos? And I told him, I want melody pieces.
Ah, good girl. Because
that is, you know, I want to be able to play that too. So he gave me both. And it was so much fun. So I'm very much looking forward to Rose's theme in Doomsday.
Cool. Now, I'm wondering if one of our big Happiness Patrol fans here, Carl Austin, has taken part in this. Do you know?
I don't know. But I know Michelle has... put in her information to be in the next one as well.
Michelle yeah. H.
I was kind of disappointed my daughter didn't get in on the last one, but I'm going to encourage her to be in on the next one.
You should. Yeah,
that'd be great.
Pieces. They really, really are. In fact, can we put a link to them on the blog?
Absolutely, we can do that.
Yes. They are stunningly, stunningly done. And for an orchestra that's not professional, it's even more amazing.
I tell you what, Nancy, if you need to, if she does take part of it, if Olivia takes part in this, playing her viola, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let me know, and I'll get her a Happiness Patrol t-shirt so she can wear.
I'm waiting for the fan orchestra to do the theme to K9 and Company.
Oh, I'm so into that. I'm ready to do that right now. Dude, I love that.
That would be absolutely insane.
Let me go buy a cheap 80s synthesizer and good to go.
That's a request for our next piece.
No, please don't ever do that because they'll never talk to you again. They'll certainly never use
you again. I know what you can do. I know what you can do, Nancy. Tell your ukulele group, bring them the theme to K9 and Company and do it all on ukulele. Wouldn't that be cool? Dale?
They might. Actually, not the class, but the Ukulele Rebellion. I think they'd be up for that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Ukulele Rebellion.
Nancy, was it you who was telling me you learned how to play the Portal song on the ukulele?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was, again, because I can't play anything else besides harp anymore, I was playing that on the harp, but I was like, I want someone to play the ukulele piece.
Because
I was just doing the melody. I wasn't doing...
The Ukulele Rebellion.
Yeah.
You sound like a really shit branch of Star Wars.
they're
the Hawaiian branch.
They're the hipster spinoff of her regular class.
Are they being chased by the evil empire of guitar players or something? Does Darth Vader come in with a harmonica?
Oh, I'd love to see that. I bet it would sound horrible. Oh, wait. There is a harmonica thing on YouTube of Darth Vader taking his helmet off. Remember when he dies at the end of...
And he's playing harmonica?
Yeah, and it looks like he's playing harmonica on his little breather thing. It's very, very funny. It's a very, very funny piece. I gotta go find that for you guys.
Oh God, the things hilarious. On YouTube.
It's some kind of fun.
Yes, the things on YouTube.
Dale introduced me to a wonderful 1984 BBC series called Box of Delights featuring Patrick Troughton, and I immediately watched the first couple of episodes, and I thought of you, Leela.
Oh, uh-huh.
And I think
send me a link.
I think you would like it a lot, so... Actually, I was asking. I was talking to Carl Austin today again with Carl, and he was like, "I said, do you think Leela would like this?" And he goes, "I think she would really like the books a bit better." But you know, it is Patrick Troughton, so
There's books.
There are books. Do we know who?
Books come first.
Who wrote that? Do you know, Dale?
Right, The Box of Delights not only was a book, as indeed as Leela very rightly says, written by John Masefield. It was also. First, it was recorded for Children's Hour in 1943, then again in 1948, and again in 1955. It was a Saturday play for the BBC in 1966 and 1978.
Oh, my God.
BBC Radio 4 did it again in 1995, and in 1984, the BBC television adaptation with Patrick Troughton took part.
Wow!
Well, the book was published in 1934.
So this was it was a pre-war story, I guess. So
and the BBC episode in the BBC original version there are 6 episodes, and when the serial was repeated in 86, it was re-edited into 3 50-minute episodes.
Oh, how neat. Interesting.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to watch. It's very Christmassy, by the way. So, I didn't know it had such a history. I had no idea. I had no idea. It's amazing what Doctor Who just the world of Doctor Who will open up other doors for you. You know, it's really cool.
The TV version was shown in PBS in the USA in the 1980s. The BBC have released a DVD of it, and in 1985, a 120-minute version was released for sale in the USA on VHS by Simon & Schuster Video.
Oh my God!
NTSC format, and as we all know, that stands for Nasty, Tacky, Sicky Color.
Oh, that's quite witty. Thanks everybody for joining in to this episode of the Happiness Patrol. Like I said, if you're first joining us, hey, go and
this'll be enough to
scare
you
off. Very sorry.
Yeah, we're well, you know, hey. Yeah, you either like us or you don't like us. There's a lot of other podcasts you can go listen to.
Like
for sure. So, but anywho, next week, gang, we are going to it's going to be something special. We've got our 2-year anniversary coming up. The Happiness Patrol has been around for 2 years and bringing you
recorded at least 3 weeks in that.
Well, that's for sure. That is for sure. And so we've got a lot of stuff going on, and we may have a special guest next week. I don't know right now. But there's no telling, being our second anniversary and all. And also, we are going to talk a little bit about actors who played the Doctor and what they did before and a little bit after their role in Doctor Who. So stay tuned for that. We've got a lot of information on that. And with this long after the Christmas special, of course, we're not going to have any Doctor Who for a while. Any new Doctor Who, that is. That's for
a
sure.
A while?
How long will it be, Dale?
Until the autumn.
It's way too long.
We've got to go from Christmas to autumn next year.
Almost a year.
Well, they're going to have it on air, so the anniversary special in 2013 airs on November the 23rd. So this is why they're moving the schedule around.
That's right. That's right. So anyway, it would be very good. It'd be very nice to have something to watch if that's kind of doctory that you haven't seen.
I think we should talk about a classic story next week. 5 Doctors, come on. Anniversary
All right.
special. Come on.
5 Doctors is good for me.
Okay, 5 Doctors.
Leela, can you get the 5 Doctors?
I'm sure I can.
We've talked about the 5 Doctors before, and we can talk about it again. You know why? Because it's a great, great episode. So, and it has a lot of doctors.
It's an anniversary special.
It's true.
Yeah, anniversary.
Absolutely.
And like any British person, I'm brought up on repeats.
So, hey, Leela, why don't you tell the good folks where to go if they want to get some more Happiness Patrol?
You can check out our blog, which has all of our past episodes, at thehappinesspatrol.blogspot.com. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/thehpatrol, and we are also on Facebook.
And you can always go to iTunes and download us directly from iTunes, or subscribe to us there, and with the RSS feed and all that good internet magic that happens, you can get us whenever we do our thing.
So all that good internet all that good, magic that good, happens.
It just happens. And it's internet magic. I tell you, Dale, I remember back when I only had 3 channels on the TV, and the computers were nothing but nerd boxes. So now everybody's got one, even Leela. Ain't that right, Leela?
Oh, hell yes.
So there you go. So, hey, until next week when it's our 2nd anniversary, so make sure you stay tuned. I am Lewis B.
I'm Leela S.
I'm Nancy A.
I'm wondering why there was such a gap in the middle of that.
Sorry, that was totally
Oh, we'll see you guys next week. Stay tuned and come on down for the party. Woo, we may even have cake. You never know, so.
No, I'll have eaten it all.
Okay. Well, bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Yeah, whatever.
Cake is a lie.
Cake is a lie.
Cake is a lie.
Cake. Cake is a lie. Okay,
cake is a lie.
This is Leela S., and you've been listening to the Happiness Patrol.
Was an old lady from Hyde who ate some apples and died. The apples fermented inside the lamented, and so made cider inside her inside.